From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. If a summit between the United States and North Korea does go ahead, it will be the start of a long process and not the end of it, according to North Korea expert John DeLurie from Yonsei University.
The thing is, people are meeting more than once with Kim Jong-un. He's met twice with Xi Jinping. He's met twice with Moon Jae-in. And that may be almost a kind of clue about how we all think about Singapore. You know, if Singapore happens as planned, it's probably not the last time that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are going to meet.
U.S. officials are meeting with North Korea through Tuesday ahead of proposed talks. Italy's president was accused Sunday of pandering to the European Union and kowtowing to the financial markets after he withheld his approval of a Eurosceptic becoming the country's economy minister. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more.
President Sergio Mattarella's move plunged Italy deeper into a dramatic, full-blown constitutional crisis, with angry populace calling for the head of state's impeachment. His rejection of 81-year-old Paolo Savona as economy minister appears likely to have increased the chances of a fresh parliamentary election this year. Unlike March's inconclusive polls, that election will probably have the European Union and Euro membership as central campaigning issues, raising the stakes for Brussels and threatening a fracture with the bloc. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
China told the World Trade Organization's dispute settlement body on Monday that U.S. accusations that Beijing forced companies to hand over technology as a cost of doing business in China were groundless. According to printed remarks, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Jianchen said there was no forced technology transfer in China. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Ireland's decision to overhaul its abortion laws has set Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May on a course for a showdown with her own Conservative Party. From Reuters News, Anna Bevan explains.
To some of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe, with even rape and fatal fetal abnormality not considered legal grounds for a termination. May now faces calls from within her cabinet and from opposition parties to scrap the strict rules and bring the law in the province in line with the rest of the UK. But any moves to do so could antagonise Northern Ireland's socially conservative Democratic Unionist Party, which May depends on for her parliamentary majority.
That was Reuters' Anna Bevan. The wife of Korean Airlines chairman Lee Myung-hee arrived at a Seoul police station for questioning over assault and abuse allegations just 4 years after her daughter was arrested for a nut rage incident. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Outrage in South Korea, where Korean Air workers are calling for the chairman to resign for his family's behavior. In response to public backlash, Chairman Cho Yang-ho made his daughters step down from their positions at the airline and publicly apologized for their behavior. The family is now also being investigated for any violation of tax laws, and their homes and offices were recently raided by police. The investigation into Lee Myung-hee's incident is ongoing.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy will face a vote of confidence in his leadership Friday as corruption convictions handed down to dozens of people linked to his center-right People's Party were recently made. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich has that story.
Last week, dozens of people, some with links to Rajoy's People's Party, were convicted of fraud, tax evasion and money laundering, including the party's former treasurer, and were handed down prison sentences totaling 351 years. The case, which relates to the use of a slush fund by the PP in the 1990s and early 2000s to illegally finance campaigns, has plagued Rajoy since he took office. He's always denied wrongdoing.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich. U.S. President Donald Trump is honoring those who died in the service of their country, the AP's Rita Foley reports.
The commander-in-chief is remembering the fallen.
On this Memorial Day, I know that everybody is remembering the fallen soldiers who have paid the ultimate price for our country.
The president says he was greatly affected by a young boy he saw at Arlington National Cemetery last year. President Trump tweets that those who died for our great country would be very happy and proud at how well our country is doing today. Rita Foley, Washington.
Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.